This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Doctors define the perinatal period as running from before conception through a woman's pregnancy all the way to a year postpartum. It's a time women experience great physical and mental changes. But for women who struggle with mental health or substance abuse issues, those changes can not only affect the mother, but the child as well.
While there are many doctors that specialize in the physical health of mothers, there's a drastic shortage of specialists in perinatal psychiatric care. To address that need, the Medical College of Wisconsin and UW-Milwaukee have joined forces with the help of a grant from the United Health Foundation to launch a new primary and psychiatric health care program.
Dr. Christina Wickman is the medical director of the Periscope Project, and Dr. Jennifer Deering is an associate professor in the College of Nursing at UW-Milwaukee. They joined Audrey Nowakowski in the studio to explain what the project hopes to accomplish. Dr. Wickman began by explaining the basis of the project.
So this project is focusing on any mental health or substance use condition that can affect a perinatal woman. And really, perinatal women are just as adept at having mental health issues throughout the perinatal period as a woman who is not going through that period. So this period is not protective by any means. And so women can have just as high of rates of depression, anxiety, or substance use disorders during the perinatal period.
Does this change at all if someone has been treated for depression before pregnancy, if they've had, so to speak, pre-existing mental conditions?
So if they have a history of a pre-existing mental health or substance use disorder, their risks of having a worsening of their symptoms throughout pregnancy or postpartum is actually increased.
Okay. Are there psychiatrists trained for this period? And if not, why do you think there's a shortage?
So there's not many of us. And part of the reason is that this period of time is not well trained by psychiatry nor by OBGYN. And so there's very few of us that actually have that overlap of pregnancy and psychiatry. Right now in the state of Wisconsin, we estimate that there's only about 3 psychiatrists that specialize in this perinatal period.
Only 3.
You got it.
Yeah.
And there are 65,000 births in Wisconsin each year.
So severely underrepresented in this.
And we estimate that about 15% of those 66,000 births of those mothers will suffer from some kind of mental health or substance use disorder.
Let's go into some examples of that. What are some cases of how mothers react to stress during pregnancy that would put them and their baby at risk?
So if a woman has a history of depression, or even if she doesn't have a history of depression, the perinatal period may bring some of those symptoms out. If she's struggling with relationship difficulties with her significant other, role transition, what can happen is very similar to a history of depression in, again, a non-pregnant woman. She may have symptoms of feeling down, not engaging. She's not as taking care of herself or her baby. So she may not be as likely to attend her OBGYN appointments or follow up with good prenatal care. Her nutrition status may not be as great. She may engage in behaviors that may be potentially harmful to the baby, such as smoking or drinking.
So we run the risk of self-medicating through other means.
Absolutely.
And when did mother's mental health during this period of pregnancy start becoming a focus for 3 medical professionals, but now beyond, the goal is to make it more so?
I would say, Jennifer, help me out here. Maybe in the last decade or so, there's been an increasing focus on maternal mental health, not just in the state of Wisconsin, but really across the United States.
Jennifer, maybe you can elaborate on this, but what is the science behind really tracking the changes of a mother's mental health during this period? I mean, we all focus on mental health for adults, but you know, was there anything, obviously it's a unique period of time of high stress for anybody, but was there any science to back up that puts anyone more at risk of developing?
I think where the science has changed more in the recent history has to do around treating mental health conditions in pregnancy and postpartum. A lot of the focus has been on screening, and now we've identified the gap between screening and access to diagnostic evaluation and treatment. is really that gap that we're trying to fill. And that's kind of the most critical gap in Wisconsin right now.
Where a lot of the science has been focusing on, again, treatment and recognizing and learning that the medications that we utilize to treat depression aren't as harmful to the developing fetus or breastfeeding infant as we once thought that they were. So I would say a decade or certainly two decades ago, a mother who was struggling with depression really had very limited treatment options. Really, they were told to either go to therapy or just kind of buck it up and kind of get through. Most importantly is the care for your baby. Really, the science has shown us at this point, and research has shown us that these medications can be fairly safely utilized in pregnancy, that there's certainly risks to utilizing medications, but more importantly, there's risks to not treatment. And so those risks oftentimes outweigh the potential risks of medications. So that's where the other piece of the research has shown is that children who are exposed to mothers' mental health illnesses throughout their pregnancy and certainly with early development, that those children may struggle with a multitude of issues themselves, whether it's lower birth weight, small for gestational age, they may have a higher likelihood of being premature. And then going forward, those children may have a higher risk of psychiatric illness themselves. They have a poorer attachment with their mother. If their mother's depressed and not engaging with them or not, they're not going to attach as well with those mothers. Now, that's certainly not the case for all depressed moms or moms who are anxious, by no means. But certainly those who are struggling with more moderate to certainly more severe illness, that those are real risks that we need to be mindful of when we're managing a mom who has mental illness.
In the past, you mentioned now you know that medications are not as harmful as we once thought. Yeah. But was the standard practice to just go completely off of your medication? Because a lot of medications, as is, say don't take if you're pregnant.
Absolutely.
You know, a large majority. So what was common?
Unfortunately, that's still commonplace for a woman to find out she's pregnant, and whether she does it independently or on the advice of a healthcare provider that maybe not have the specialty knowledge to stop all medications, because that first principle is to do no harm. But at the same time, we need to be mindful of the potential risks of a recurrence of their disease throughout pregnancy or postpartum.
Have medications been made specifically for a lesser risk during pregnancy, or are there just certain lesser doses that a doctor may switch to now?
So there aren't any medications that are specifically geared towards pregnancy or postpartum. And actually what the research has shown is that these risks are not dose dependent. And so one of the worst things we could probably do is tell a mom, well, you stay on your medication, but only take half the dose, because then she's being exposed to the medication itself, but also potentially to the effects of her disease. Because at a lesser dose, her disease may be coming out again. She may be experiencing more symptoms of depression or anxiety that she wasn't experiencing at a higher dose.
So how are you both filling this gap of the perinatal period with mental health and counseling and all of that? What is the overall goal of this Periscope Project?
So the Periscope Project, what it is it's a free resource for healthcare providers who are managing women who have perinatal substance use or mental health disorders. How we're doing that is threefold. The first is by doing real-time provider-to-provider teleconsultation, meaning that a provider can pick up the phone, be connected with our triage coordinator, and have a doctor-to-doctor consultation with myself or one of our perinatal psychiatrists within 30 minutes. So if they have a woman in their office who is currently pregnant or immediately postpartum, they've got a question about a screening tool, about management of her depression, about whether or not to stop or start a medication, we can have that conversation within 30 minutes so that that physician can then provide real-time care to that patient. The second is through community resources. Milwaukee actually has quite a few resources within our area dedicated to mental health and substance use treatment of women who are within the perinatal period. The problem is that they're incredibly siloed, and that we have a very difficult time connecting a woman to the right resource at the right time. And so what we're doing is building a database of the resources here locally so that when a provider calls in and says, hey, I've got a woman who needs psychotherapy and she's currently postpartum and looking for a woman or looking for a provider who specifically has knowledge in that area, What do you have for me? We can very easily look that up in our database, connect it through their insurance, through their geographic location, and give them some options. The third is with provider education. If providers feel more comfortable in their knowledge base, they're going to feel more comfortable in managing these patients. And that's the whole goal, is to keep these patients within the care of their own providers. Because like we talked about, there's only three of us within the state that are, we're not able to manage all of these women. So if we're able to keep patients within the care of their own physicians, that's our goal. So on our website, we have a provider toolkit, which gives good information about perinatal mental health and substance use disorders, an algorithm as to how to manage these women, but also five videos that physicians can view. They're 15 to 30 minutes in length, and then they can get continuing medical education or CME credits after they view them in order to get, again, more education about this topic.
Now, Jennifer, what's the UW-Milwaukee system and the Medical College of Wisconsin's role in this whole project?
So we have a great collaboration. We've been doing work together for about the last 5 years, and this is work that I think independently Christine and I have been working towards with our various networks to really bring all the health systems together along with the academic communities, you know, UW-Milwaukee and the Medical College. So Christina and the Medical College are focusing on the clinical services aspect, and UW-Milwaukee and my colleagues there, we are focusing on the research aspect. I guess one of the things we're doing is we're trying to determine what is the impact of the Periscope project long term and be able to report that out.
Well, from what I understand, enrollment is right now and services begin in July. But is there any research right now that you've collected that you want to build upon or verify? Or are we starting from ground zero with this project?
I would say that we're building off of the existing literature from a program in Massachusetts that has called MCPAP for Moms. We modeled our program after that, but also made it unique to the needs of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. So we're building off of a base of knowledge. However, we're hoping to advance that in some unique ways.
Mm-hmm. What ways would you like to see that change?
One of the unique aspects of our project is that we have a health economist on our team. And so we are, as Christina talked about, trying to see, can we impact provider confidence and competence to carry out this work at the point of care that maximizes the efficiency of primary care providers to be able to deliver this care? And if we can track that over time, then as providers call the Periscope line and get the information they need, we should see a diffusion of that changed practice throughout the community and be able to link that to changes in how much healthcare is utilized and how much healthcare costs.
Well, I imagine it's a very important aspect to make this easy and accessible and all in one unit, because a mother, if she already has enough difficulty going to a OBGYN appointment, isn't going to want to make the effort or isn't able to as easily make an effort to visit all of these other specialists.
Absolutely. And that's certainly what the research is showing us, is that a mom who is struggling with depression or anxiety, if she gets to her OBGYN appointments, that's a great thing. And if we can provide as much care at that initial visit, that's what our goal is, to be able to get her to a therapy appointment or a psychiatry appointment, or especially if they are not co-located and not a collaborative process. That's going to be incredibly difficult, especially for those women, again, with more moderate to severe illness.
And how do you see this affecting Milwaukee? You know, this is a city that has a higher than national average infant mortality rate.
Well, that's part of our goal, is to be able to maybe make the needle change a little bit on that. We know that infant mortality is absolutely related to maternal mental health as well. And so if we can positively impact maternal mental health within our city, we would like to be able to see that infant mortality decrease as well.
Yeah. And as Christina mentioned, the greatest driver of infant mortality is preterm birth. So if we can move that needle, and it will take a long time, which is why we need a long-term plan for evaluating the project and the effects of the project, then this offers us a great hope of finally moving that needle on a difficult subject that has not been able to change in the last 30 years in a meaningful way.
Do you also see this as another step into taking better care of pregnant women, both during pregnancy and postpartum? Because a lot of the times we've addressed this issue on the show before is you have your baby, you have a 6-week checkup, and then that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You got it. Absolutely. And so part of the goal of the Periscope Project is we are not just focused on obstetricians or psychiatrists. We're open to any healthcare provider, and including family practice providers, including pediatricians. So if they recognize that the mom of a child that they're seeing during a well child visit is struggling, that they could place a phone call and get mom some resources and be able to really build a community of resources for these moms who may be struggling.
Now, in your groundwork, what kind of feedback have you gotten from other healthcare professionals? This program officially starts in July, but so far in your field, what have you gotten feedback for?
What I've seen in my own clinical practice over the last 8 years or so is that the physicians that I work closely with feel more and more comfortable managing fairly basic mental health because they know that I'm there and provide a backup resource to them. So of the education that I've provided them in person, of the education that I've provided them through the consultations, face-to-face consultations that I've done with their patients, they now feel comfortable starting an antidepressant medication, of screening, of knowing what that screening means, of starting a medication or getting an appropriate referral to a psychotherapy service. And so now with the physicians that I work with, I'm getting only more complicated cases. So the hope really is that this project would be able to do the same thing on a much larger scale. So not just within the medical college where I see patients, but really across the city and hopefully across the state then. We've done some beta testing over the last couple of weeks, and the physicians that have called in and utilized our line are incredibly positive. So that's reassuring that the process itself is quite easy, but also the knowledge that we're able to give to the providers who are caring for these women is usable and something that they can implement quickly, that it's real time, and that it's incredibly useful to not just themselves, but then to their patients as well.
Well, I imagine on the academic side of things that this is getting a lot of good feedback as well.
So we've built the program step by step, item by item, to do exactly what Christina just mentioned, which is to make it as streamlined, user-friendly, and easy as possible, yet rigorous to be able to collect the data that we need to demonstrate the impact the program has.
Well, I look forward to having both of you back when this program has been in operation for a while and we get some good numbers and research back.
We'd love to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Christina Wickman is the medical director of the Periscope Project, and Jennifer Deering is an associate professor in the College of Nursing at UW-Milwaukee. You can learn more about the Periscope Project at WUWM.com.